Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Big weekend this weekend for Travis Hunter. This weekend is Heisman weekend.
Yeah.
Is it Saturday? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Saturday. Yeah, okay. Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and he's going to get it. There's like an 80% chance that he's going to get it. He's going to get the Heisman Trophy. So it's coming here to Colorado.
And didn't he win the AP award?
Yeah, Player of the Year.
Yeah. And then he won something else. He was like in Vegas or something. And he won another one. He's so well spoken. Oh, and then the biggest award is he won not only the AP award and whatever, but the Academics Award.
Yeah.
So, and everybody's like, you know, this is what we should celebrate the most is that his academics are. But I did think about you, BJ. You're like, what? You know, Jamie, there was this kid in college and he was the starting quarterback.
He was. That's true.
I know. And you're like, and he graduated. And I never saw him once in class.
You know, when I went to college, okay, you went back to the room that you had your classes in, and they posted all your grades up on the bulletin board, right? So you'd go back and check them the day after you took the finals or whatever. Well, this quarterback, he was for Tennessee Tech University, and he was really good. He was like all conference, right? He showed up the first day of class because I, being a sports fan, I was blown away by it. I'd never really met a real sports guy before, okay? And I'm like, whoa, here he sits. His name was Jenkins, okay? And there he sat in the class. I never saw him again for the rest of the semester. Never saw him again. But when the finals came around, I went to the board, and he was an A+. I was a C.
But
he was A+, and he never showed up for class, ever.
It would be interesting to hear from people if Travis Hunter shown up for class. You know?
Yeah.
But I bet he zooms it in.
Look, I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just giving you my experience with an athlete that was a superstar on the team. The guy did not show up to class, and he aced it.
Okay, I will tell you, my freshman year, so we had some classes that a couple guys, we got into the season, they were on the edge of like, because we had to have a GPA of, if you were a scholarship athlete, it was 3.5. Otherwise, you lost your scholarship. If you weren't a scholarship, you just walked on the team, it was 3.0. And if you got anything below that, you couldn't play.
Gotcha.
So I will say, if you were some of the stars of the team, they did provide a quote unquote tutor
to make up
and to take your test.
Yeah,
probably.
You didn't have to go to class.
Yeah.
I feel it's like fishy.
Of course it goes on, right?
Well, there's a guy that came out. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and he said we've been calling these guys student athletes forever. They're not student athletes. They're athlete students.
Yeah,
is what he said. He said the athletics comes first. the secondary part of it is being a student.
Well, of course, so if you have your quarterback at Stanford and he's like failing, right? You don't think, because the sponsorship money and all the money that's involved with football and basketball and all that, you don't think they're not going
to. Yeah, him not playing is not an option.
They're coming to the professor and they're like, really?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, when this guy was in my class, nobody complained. We were like, okay, he's a star on the football team.
That's just the way it was.
Who cares?
Yeah. Apparently, I owe an apology to Bronny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bronny James. Apparently, he had a really good game the other day.
He did?
Yeah, so my apologies.
Is he even playing for the Lakers?
I have no
idea. I don't even think. Spinell, you keep up with this crap.
He's in the G League.
What is that?
That's
good.
No, that means that you're not in the actual NBA. You're in their little like sub thing where they try to develop players.
So it's like the minors.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Do they play that down at the YMCA or something?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a pickup game.
People are making a big deal because he scored 30 points in the G League.
Somebody was giving LeBron hell yesterday online. It was on one of the X feeds or something. And he was giving him hell because he's a Lakers fan. And he said, here this guy, he's the one of the best to ever play basketball, has walked from the team and left us with his staking son.
Oh, wow. That's pretty fucking mean.
He forced us to draft him. Oh, and now he walked away and left us with that kid. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah,
great. Thank God. You got to feel for Bronny. This guy has to live up to his dad, LeBron James.
I know.
Like, he shouldn't have gotten into basketball. He should have gone for something, pool or something.
Well,
you know?
It's the same thing with Tiger. Tiger Woods' son qualified for the first time for some big tournament.
Yeah.
And you just feel bad for these kids that are, you know, I mean, these guys are bigger than life.
Yes.
And now these kids are like, all right, I'll hit the ball down.
They're the best to ever play the game. You take a Tiger Woods. Yeah. You got little Charlie.
Yeah, that's Charlie. So much pressure to live up to.
Yeah, he's got to be dad all of a sudden. You can't do it. You can't live up to that. You got to get a different profession, man.
I agree.
You just got to move on, do something else, computer science or something.
No, you know what I would do? Frisbee golf. Dad, I'm not going to play golf. I'm going to play frisbee golf.
Yeah, and you have the ability too, Jamie, if you think about it. You don't have to pick something that pays well because your dad's already loaded.
Exactly.
He's a billionaire, okay?
Exactly.
So you don't have to pick frisbee golf. Probably doesn't pay. But right? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And it still has the word golf in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people should come to us for advice. We're like life coaches around
here.
We really are.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.